Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 50, the big 5-0. We're here. It's pretty exciting. 50 episodes. It's hard to believe, really. But I've been podcasting for over a year, so doing it fairly regularly, I guess 50 was bound to happen sooner or later. And here we are. It is Wednesday, August 3rd. We're into August, and we're doing fine. Lots of tomatoes on the vines, and that is what you need to get you through August. That and the fact that school is starting in 3 weeks. Though we've had a good summer. The boys have been good. What do I want to tell you about in this introduction? Not a whole lot. I've got a couple days worth of quilt diaries, and I think I cover just about everything. I do want to say, and I say this in a quilt diary, but I'll say it again. Sorry for the noisy episode last week. I talked with my mom today, who had a great time in Martha's Vineyard, by the way. Good time with her friends. One of her friends, she did in fact know from her elementary school days, and the others were high school friends. So pretty neat getting together with folks you've known since you were a kid, and some of whom you've known, you know, not to give anything away, but some people you've known for more than 50 years. And I think she said one of her friends she had not seen in 50 years. That's kind of cool. That's pretty dang cool. Anyway, talking to my mom today, and she said, you know, can I offer a little constructive criticism? And my heart kind of sank. I'm like, oh no, what? And she said, the dog barking on the last episode was kind of irritating. I don't know if she said irritating or not. She said it very nicely, but I'd already knew that and was feeling guilty about it and told her the truth, which is sometimes if you, one, when it's your dog, you don't hear it as it's happening. I mean, I heard it and I was irritated by it, but I didn't realize it was as loud as it was. And then you're kind of recording for 15 minutes, and later you listen to it, and you think, well, I could do that all over, or hope that it's not as irritating as it seems. Turns out pretty irritating. So sorry, it's just a noisy episode. That's what I should have called last week's episode, the noisy episode. This one is called Knitting is Sitting and Quilting is Moving. I'm back on the sticks, and that's given me a lot to think about in terms of knitting versus quilting, not that it's a competition. I actually just finished putting the tabs on Shoe Fly Pie. Don't have a picture for you. Hope I will next week. Hope to get it hung up. Hope I can get the man talked into doing that. Not that he, you know, I think he likes the quilt. But sometimes just getting stuff done around here. And if I ask the man to do it, it's a lot more likely to happen. And it's a lot more likely to happen right than if I decide myself to hang this up. So we'll get her done. We will. I think maybe gonna need some hooks as opposed to hanging it on nails. Got tabs. I've got this rod. I'm ready to go. It's ready to be hung. But the man is very careful and precise. So I'm gonna put this in his little basket of things to do. In this episode, at some point, I talk about the quilt that I'm going to make for my sister-in-law. Actually, already made the batik quilt. Couldn't remember the name. It's Razzle Dazzle, the Razzle Dazzle quilt. So when you get to that part, you can yell out, Razzle Dazzle, when I say, what was that called? Now you know the answer. And this, of course, the Razzle Dazzle is made from batiks that my sister-in-law gave me for Christmas. So it's kind of a circular gift. And I like that. I like that very much. It was fun to make. It'll be fun to give to her. I want to take an opportunity to say thank you to everyone who commented on last week's episode. I want to thank Sherry D, as always, who always leaves the most delightful comments, long and fun. She said this week she wrote a novel, but it's fun getting long comments. I like hearing Sherry's news, and I'm really grateful that she shares it with me, and she loved my mom's quilt. Everyone who commented did. Thank you. It's a very nice quilt. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, go over to my WordPress site, which is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and take a look at the picture from last week's episode. You can also comment, by the way, at offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Either way, you can leave a comment. Feel free. I love to hear from you. You can email me at F as in Francis Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, at mindspring.com. Thanks to those of you who came over to the WordPress site. Thanks to Laura and Noni to Kelly the Fifth and to Kristen. Also wanted to mention a new blog for you to look at. It is our fellow quilter Kristen's blog, They Grow Up Too Fast. And I especially recommend going over there to see her pictures from the Sisters Quilt Show in Sisters, Oregon, which is a big deal and looked really fantastic. And it was a fun post to read as well. I actually linked to it in last week's show notes on the WordPress site, but forgot to mention it on the show itself. So I wanted to let you know about that here on the show. TheyGrowUpTooFast.wordpress.com. Go check that out and look at the gorgeous quilt pictures from Sisters, Oregon. All right. I think I will end up this introduction here so we don't go too far past time. Do again want to thank everyone for comments, for your emails, for your iTunes reviews, and thank you for listening. I have such a fun time doing this, and part of that is the community that it has, the company that I have come to keep as a result, and that would be you. So thanks so much, and now on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Friday, July 29th. It's about 5 o'clock. It feels like 3 o'clock. It's very strange. I don't know why this is true. I started this quilt diary about 5 minutes ago, but here's what happens. As soon as I start, one of the boys comes around, and they know I podcast. I don't think it freaks them out to walk into a room and find me talking into my computer, but nonetheless, it's irritating to me. Why? Why? The man is always wondering this, too. Why, when he and I are sitting in the far side of the house, in the man's study, which is far away from everything else, as a study should be, we'll start talking about something that really we just need to talk about between ourselves, and one of the boys shows up. We don't know. It's like we're magnets. Our voices are magnets. I don't know. They drive me crazy sometimes. They've been very good this summer, so I can't hold anything against them yet, except for the fact that the sound of my voice is like a siren song to them. All right, we're doing an experiment right here. Now, that's a before and after. So I finally cut out the binding, made the binding for my Shoe Fly Pie quilt. I still have some questions whether or not this is the best binding. But the great thing about binding is if you sit there and go, you know, I don't really like this binding, it's easy enough to take off and put on new binding. And I just want to get this bound. Partly, I'm in my living room. Yes, that really feels like a family room, but I've talked about the nomenclature of my house before, and it's all kind of messed up. Sitting in the living room earlier in this afternoon, reading the Hemingses of Monticello, Sally Hemings family. It's Hemingses of Monticello, the Pulitzer Prize history book that's very, very interesting. I'm having a Thomas Jefferson thing right now. Anyway, and I was facing an empty wall. And it just occurred to me the Shoe Fly Pie quilt would look so good there. And all I have to do is bind it. So I recalled as I was getting ready, as I was making up the binding, a tip I read in a magazine in the last couple months about binding a quilt. And the tipper said she did not, when making up her binding, press it in half. You know, you get your binding strips and then you press them in half and then you put the strip on the quilt and quilt. I'm assuming you know how to do binding and you know that I cannot describe things that way. But she does not press it in half. And she finds it easier to do the little binding flip over to the back after you've sewn it onto the front, the little flip, if it's not pressed. That works better, that it conforms better to the quilt. I'm about to test this tip out and I will get right back to you. Quilt Diary Day 2. After. Okay, so what happened yesterday is I was about to try my experiment, was working on it when I looked at the clock, and I realized I had to get the boys to the pool. On Friday nights, our pool stays open till 9, and in fact, on the last Friday night of the month, it stays open to 10. Also, there's a grill, and they sell hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken. It's very nice, and beer and Coke and Hawaiian Punch. I didn't know they still made Hawaiian Punch. They do. So Jack's friend Aiden was over. We had picked him up after school. His middle school is very close to us. Picked him up. He came over, hung out with Jack, and then I was supposed to take them to the pool. between 5:30 and 6 and meet up with some other friends of ours there. And so I was working on the binding, and I looked at the clock and said, oh dear, I have to go. And you know, I hate the pool. We've discussed this many times, and the fact that the trip to the pool was interrupting my binding experiment really bummed me out. I came back later, was tired and cranky because it is, well, hot, and you know me, I don't complain about weather, nor do I discuss it. But sitting out in 101 degrees for any length of time is, well, hot, and it drains you. So by the time I got home, I was tired and cranky. I've been cranky because of the heat. Not that I care about the weather, nor does it affect me, but I was cranky. Worked on the binding. I am really just stupid. I know you are nice and don't think that I'm really stupid, but I really am in some ways so dumb. So the thing binding, I've made a fair number of quilts. I don't know how many I've made, but I've made a fair number at this point. And the binding thing, why every time is it like learning to ride a bike all over again? Why can't I remember binding, especially since on Tuesday of this week, this past Tuesday, I walked my young friend Melissa through the binding process on a small quilt, but mine is a small quilt too. This is the Shoe Fly Pie quilt. It's small. Walked her through it, no problem. So when I sit down, you would think, hey, just did the binding thing. I've done this many times. How hard can it be? Here's the mistake I make. I pin the binding all the way around and do the mitered corners. You can't do that. You have to do the mitered corners as you come to them. That's what I think. But I always forget that. And then what happens, I'm sewing down the line, sewing, getting in near to the end of the line. I think, okay, at some point I have to stop a quarter inch. So I sew over the mitered corner and do stop at a quarter inch. And then I turn the quilt and start sewing down the new line, starting at the top. And then I think, why can't I get my mitered corner to flip? Because I've sewn it down. Because I am an idiot. I did this, and I thought, why am I doing it? Fortunately, I caught myself after two, three, or four corners, and I thought, oh, gosh. So I had to take off the binding. I made the binding out of some of this Kona Solid, Robert Kaufman Kona Solid fabric, which, by the way, I mean, in general, is nice fabric, except it frays like nobody's business. I don't like a fabric that frays. I find fraying fabric very irritating. You're like having to trim it. You keep having to trim it. It's like a little man with a little stringy beard. So it's a problem if you've got fabric that frays anyway, and then you're having to manhandle it and rip stitches or, you know, rip out the seam. And, you know, I'm just tired and cranky, and I should have put it down. I should have, as Tanisha has said, walked away from the quilt. I finally got it on. I finally just got my act together. I have this book that I had to get for the Quilt School 1 class that I took over at Thimble Pleasures, and it has a very good pictures, like good pictures for dumb people, and I had to get it out and look at it and go, oh yeah, that's the mistake I always make. Why? And you know, I went to college. I went to graduate school, although in poetry, and they don't actually even, you have to take your GREs. They don't consider them at all, which actually my GREs, my math score was really good. My GREs were good, but I'm still an idiot because I can't for the life of me remember how to put on binding, even though I just was teaching someone a few days ago. Anyway, I do have the binding on the front of the quilt. I have to flip it around. I can see what this tipper, and by the way, it was in the most recent American Patchwork magazine, that I found that tip about not pressing your binding in half. I can see what she's getting at. You save a lot of time not going through that step. Ultimately, I'm not anticipating it making a huge difference in terms of flipping the binding over and sewing it to the back. I still have to report on that. I will report on that later. I plan on binding the quilt tonight. That's the plan, if I don't get too cranky. It is, I think, like 104 outside. Not that I care, because I don't care about the weather, and I think we make it worse by talking about it. So I forget I mentioned it. But I will work on it. I'm excited to have it done. I had a class with Jay today. It's the first time in ages, I think, since May. We are working on a Dresden plate, which I'm excited about doing because they're very cool looking. Also excited Excited, A, that Sandy is back in town and podcasting again. Yay, Sandy. So glad you're back. Can't wait. She's promising a deep, thoughtful, philosophical episode coming up. I mean, she's always thoughtful, but I'm looking forward to the deeply, profoundly philosophical aspect of her upcoming podcast episode. But anyway, she mentioned that the lovely Lintott sisters, whom I rave about almost every episode, have a new book. And it's a jelly roll, layer cake, charm pack, sampler quilt book. It just came out this spring. I've read nothing about it, heard nothing about it, have not seen it anywhere. So excited because you know me, I'm all about the sampler quilt now. So I need to check that out. Sandy said it was looking good. I looked at it on Amazon and it's up and you can search through the book a little bit and it looks great. I'm excited. Just am because, you know, it's fun to have the different uses for the layer cakes and the jelly rolls. And I like that the girls, the Lintott sisters, are they sisters? I don't know that they're sisters. They could be mother and daughter. Have no idea. The Lintott girls, they're expanding. And as they expand, we can expand. So that's exciting. Sandy's back. Okay, now I've got to walk myself back. Oh, had my class with Jay. So excited about the class, excited about trying the Dresden plate, going to cut out my own template. I know that I can go to the store and get the Dresden petal templates, and it might come to that, but there's something just so nice and old-fashioned about cutting out your own template that I'd like to give it a try. The fabric thing will be interesting. Jay and I also discussed the fabrics that I'm using my sampler quilts. I may need to invest in some solids. I'd like to cool down the quilt a little bit, tone down the pinks a little bit, and I do need some solids. But you know, Jay also sent a picture of a Dresden plate she'd done fairly recently, and it had all sorts of prints, and it was really cool. And then she showed me during our class, we're Skyping, you see, showed me a wonderful Dresden plate she's working on, and all the petals were different red prints, and it looked fantastic. So lots of things to think about. My young friends Melissa and I are going to Thimble Pleasures later in the week, so I will be thinking about fabrics to add to my sampler quilt stash. But excited to be back on that pony. Just seems like a good thing to me. Although I was having the thought today, I need to finish some projects. I'm also, of course, have taken up knitting again, and my arm is hurting a little bit, and I'm just gonna learn to accept that. In fact, as I'm sitting here, I have a heating pad on my arm because I have found that heat works really well. Heat and stretching really doesn't all the way eliminate the problem, but it eliminates it some. And I am so happy to be knitting. So happy to be knitting. I'm working on a pair of socks for a friend of mine who lives in Boston. So by the time I finish them, it will probably be cold enough there for her to wear them. And am working on my cardigan. I have this vision. Knitting is interesting. And I wonder if quilting is the same way. That part of what we're doing is we're dreaming. We're dreaming of the life that we will live with our quilt that we're making or with the sweater we're making. The dream, and I feel this, I love knitting, I don't love all knitting magazines, but my mother for a long time subscribed to Vogue Knitting for me, and I loved getting it, and I actually picked up a copy today. I never knit a thing from it, never, because a lot of the patterns that I really love were too difficult for me. I am probably, in my skill level, probably an intermediate knitter, But looking at the magazine, I picked one up today at Joann's. It's such a fantasy. It's such a fantasy of fall. Knitting is all about fall and really nice winter days. Nothing horrible. Not like February where you're just like, I think I'll jump off the bridge now. But, you know, beautiful fall days, which is nice to think about when, say, you live in a place where it's, I don't know, like 104. But there's that fantasy and how you will look in the sweaters. And it's funny because I have to tell you, a lot of sweaters don't look good on me. I am broad-chested, a little bit chesty, not outrageously so, and if I lost a little weight, which I have lost a little weight this year. I've lost about 15 pounds. Low carb. I love it. Anyway, but really broad-chested and short-waisted. I've got good shoulders, nice set of shoulders there. But a lot of sweaters, the high-waisted, broad-chested thing is not like va 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 voom. Wow. Got what a, you know, you look good in a sweater, girlfriend. It's more like, wow, you look like a potato sack. And like, yeah, I do. But the V-neck is a look that works for me. And the cardigan. So I'm knitting this cardigan. It's a brown cardigan. I'm seeing it as very, again, sort of fall equinox in the garden. I think I might have to get some wellies because there's something British. I'm getting very, feeling very British about it. British gardener. I don't know why. See, it's all romantic fantasy projection. And quilts are like that too. So I'm working on Will's quilt and I'm thinking of Will's room when the quilt is done. I'm thinking that when the quilt is done, Will's room will magically transform to like a room in a Pottery Barn catalog. And we are going to IKEA this weekend. Hip, hip, hooray. Mostly to look. We'll probably buy later. Want to look, want to ponder. But we will get some stuff, mostly for our bedroom, which looks like, I don't know, nobody lives there. Because when we have money to buy furniture, we've bought it for the other parts of the house that other people actually see. But we're going to buy shelves, more bookshelves for the boys. They both have tons of books and games, and Will is a collector, so he needs shelving for his collection. So anyway, I do have this romantic vision of Will's room. It will be like the perfect 8.5, almost 9-year-old boy's room, featuring, of course, the quilt I made with love. So there is that. There is sort of a fantasy element to crafting. You're crafting a life. And, you know, when I'm working on my cardigan, I envision myself. And when I envision myself in my cardigan, I'm about 5'10". I look a lot like Julia Roberts. It's amazing what the sweater is going to do for me. So I am enjoying the knitting. I am going to finish that cardigan. I am going to finish the Shoe Fly Pie quilt. This weekend, had a good discussion with J2 about tabs, about how to do the tabs on that quilt so I can hang it to show either side. Going to finish that quilt. Going to finish Will's quilt. It's all going to happen. And I'm not starting any new projects. I really am not. Until I finish Shoe Fly Pie. Easy. Done this weekend. Will's quilt. Could have it done if I worked on it steadily. I don't know. You know, in a couple months. Sooner. Later. Somewhere around there. And then my cardigan. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. I have one more quilt in the works, which is the quilt that now it's been so long. Well, I've got the Hidden Stars. Okay, Hidden Stars thoughts. I was working on Hidden Stars, which is, you know, I'm hand quilting it, this ginkgo leaf pattern. And it's taken a while. And I had this thought, this terrible, rebellious thought the other night as I was working. I thought, you know, it would be really easy to do these leaves in free motion. I could do it. I could have this sucker finished in a weekend. But no, it's a hand quilting project. Do you have a thought on that? Is that overly perfectionistic to say, no, you can't switch? I would be worried a little bit that that there would be a difference in the feel of the quilting, even though I am capable of very uneven stitches when I free motion quilting, just as uneven as when I hand stitch. But still, it might have a slightly different feel. But the perfectionist in me is like, you can't switch. You can't change horses now. You are on the horse. Stay on the horse that you started this journey on. Is that nuts? Can't decide. Can't decide. Part of me would really just like to free motion those ginkgo leaves and get her done. Not that I'm all about getting her done, but feeling the need to get some stuff done. And then the other quilt, which now completely forgotten the name, but the one with the beautiful batiks that I think I'll be giving my sister-in-law for Christmas. Don't tell Mom. And my mom's thinking, but I was going to give Jessica a quilt for Christmas. Great thing about Jessica, my wonderful sister-in-law, I don't think you can give her too many quilts. I think she would appreciate all the quilts she could get. Anyone, does anyone remember what that quilt is called? I don't, and I'm not sure it matters for our purposes here today. Going to finish some projects, I've decided. Feeling that finishing mood. All right, and what I'm going to finish now, well, not now, but I think tonight, watching TV, is Shoe Fly Pie. Yep, going to get it hanging up. It's going to be great. Going to be great. It's going to make my life so much better. My life is good. My life is good, but I think it'll be perfect as soon as I finish this quilt. All right, I'll let you know how the binding goes if I find it really made a difference not to press it. And I'll let you know other things, too, when I return. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's about 9:15 on Wednesday morning, August 3rd. I'm sitting on my porch. You might be able to hear the birds and the cicadas. If we're lucky, we'll get some goldfinch brawls going on. Don't know what it is with the goldfinches. They seem to fight each other a lot. They're so cute. They're darling little birds, and they just go for the throat. Don't know what's up with that. Also today, just a little while ago, I took Travis, my dog, for a walk, and we went past, there's a house down the street from us. It's on the corner. It's tucked back behind lots of oaks and a brick wall. It's a beautiful lot. It's the house, I can't really see the house because it's really behind all this stuff, but there's also this really wild primitive statuary sort of dotted through the yard, and they also have two really mean guard dogs. These are dogs that they bark at you. A lot of dogs, they bark at you and their tails are wagging, and you really think if they got to know you, you'd be friends. These dogs, you think if they get loose, they're killing us both. You know, I have these fantasies. How would I protect the dog? And I think we both just would go down. Strange house. And today, walking down by the house, there were about 30 squirrels. It's like this humongous squirrel posse. I've never seen that many squirrels at once. It was freaking me out, and at the same time, I thought, it's like the rats of Nim. These are squirrels with a mission. These are squirrels with a story. Something's happening. This is a squirrel society. There's a conflict. There'll be a resolution. There are characters in here. They have names. It just was clear. I was looking at a novel about squirrels. I'm not going to write that novel, by the way. I don't have any interest in exploring the lives of squirrels, but it interested me just to see that many squirrels. And Travis, who's he's a cockapoo, and as a cocker spaniel, half of him is cocker spaniel, he should be a hunting dog, a birding dog. And sometimes he's very excited by squirrels and birds and goes after them and trees them, and it's very cute. And other times it's like, if it's not what he's thinking about, you can have a yard full of 30 squirrels. The dog doesn't care. Makes no difference to him. And today it was like that. He had other things on his mind. Anyway, I'm back in my yard on my perch looking for the fighting goldfinches. Haven't seen any this morning. It's a really beautiful morning. It's going to be another warm day. Not that I care. 101. And then tomorrow, like 90. It will feel like fall. We're all looking forward to it. It's a little strain after a while. It's a bit of a strain to have the constant heat. But a friend of mine just returned from a trip to California. And she said that in California, the heat bothered her worse because it was not filtered in any way through humidity, which here in North Carolina, we have more than our fair share, although it's been a fairly dry summer, not that humid, just kind of the right amount of humidity where you feel cushioned by it. And that's what Liz was saying. She was saying that in California, without that humidity, you just felt kind of beaten upon by the humidity. Oh good, we've got trucks rolling in. They're repaving the road next to ours. And so that means that we get delightful truck noises again. I have to apologize for last week's episode. It was so noisy with beeping and barking, and I shouldn't have allowed it to be published, broadcast, but I'm too lazy to redo. I just am. Anyway, here I am, Wednesday morning. We've got a house full of boys. Jack's friend Christoph spent the night last night. And Will's friend Gavin is here this morning. So house full of boys. We'll see what we end up doing with all of them. I have no plans. Oh my goodness, a hawk just flew into a tree. He didn't fly into it like a cartoon. Just landed on a tree. We have a hawk who lives around here. He's quite beautiful. It's a red-winged. It's not a hawk, is it? Yes, red-winged hawk. Yes, it is. They're not uncommon to this area. Just keeping you up on the birding news. That's what I'm here for. House full of boys. Beautiful morning. Nice dog, not interested in squirrels. What I've been pondering. Knitting versus quilting. Because I've been knitting a lot this week. I have been quilting a little. I finished the binding on the Shoe Fly Pie quilt. And have the tabs ready to put on it, which I'm going to do today, so I can hang it up. I don't know that I will have it hung in time to take a picture for the podcast, for the website, because I'd like to post this podcast today. And, you know, doing things like taking pictures. I think Noni put it brilliantly on the Big Tent group. She said, I post a new episode, no pictures, I can't I can't podcast, take photographs, and keep up my blog all at once. It's too much, and I totally agree. So knitting versus quilting, understand they're actually not in competition, although right now in my heart they are a little bit. I'm really enjoying knitting, being back on the knitting bandwagon. But here is the thing about knitting. Knitting is sitting. Quilting is moving. That's what I've narrowed it down to. That's what I've distilled it to. Knitting is sitting. Quilting is moving. I've decided here's why there are many more meditative knitting books. Knitting books, which are books filled with stories of knitting or thoughts of knitting, sweater stories, scarf stories, love gone wrong, somehow related to knitting stories. There are very few quilting books like this. I think there are about four, and they're not actually that good. Quilting does not lend itself to meditating, I don't think. Now, if you think otherwise, if you think, no, I get my best thinking done while I'm quilting, tell me about it. I don't get any thinking done while I'm quilting because quilting is moving. You're going from station to station. Iron, machine, cutting board, iron, machine, cutting board, iron, you know, all around. You're moving. Quilting is moving, and that does not lend itself to meditating. Pondering. It does not lend itself to pondering. Well, knitting really does. Even if you're watching TV while you're knitting, you're kind of pondering, your mind wanders. It's a very meditative little hobby, which I like about it. But sometimes the sitting when I'm knitting, especially during the day, not so much at night, like when I've been knitting at night watching TV, that's very nice. And I never feel itchy or feel like, ooh, I need to get up and move. But during the day, I have that feeling. I'll knit for a while and I think I need to move. I need to move. I'm starting to feel claustrophobic just sitting here knitting. So that to me is the big difference. But sometimes it's very nice to sit and knit. And I have to say we've got some travels coming up. And I'm really looking forward to getting some serious knitting done in the car. And I finally found sunglasses that are reading glasses, fully tinted reading glasses, so I will be able to knit in the car during the day without having to put on my reading glasses and putting my sunglasses over the reading glasses. Knitting is sitting. Knitting is very good for the car. Quilting is moving. Quilting is good when you're feeling at loose ends, particularly. I mean, quilting is good a lot of other times too, but here it is. It's August. We have 3 weeks until school starts, which means 3 weeks until I go back to work as a writer. I have not been writing. I did not write during July August, or for the 3 days of August I have not written. So I've had a little bit of a break. I'm going to continue that, maybe start dabbling a little bit, kind of warming up for when the kids go back to school, because then I'm back to work. So I'm a little bit at loose ends, the way you get at the end of a season. And I have found myself the last few days at certain points during the day going, what am I supposed to be doing? And there are certain things I have to do, cook, and I don't have to clean, and only do the cleaning I have to do. But, you know, take care of the people who are in my charge. I do that. I do a few dishes here and there, but don't have any huge chores. The huge chores I have are like finishing organizing the attic, which is not going to happen until November when the attic cools down to a reasonable temperature. So, a little bit at loose ends, and one of the things that's good to do when you're at loose ends is to quilt, because quilting is moving. Quilting is moving, and when you're at loose ends, to be active is to be good. Not that I've been doing a ton of quilting. So, I just said that. Quilting is good, but more I've been knitting and sitting, or sitting and knitting, and maybe that's more why I feel at loose ends. Today I'm going to do some quilting. I've decided that. I did a lot of knitting yesterday. It was great. I've made huge progress on my cardigan, so I'm getting closer every day to looking like Julia Roberts, to being lanky, as I've always wanted to be, long-waisted and lanky and 5'9". I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be happening for me. Today, quilting, because quilting is moving, and I need to move today. I think that's going to be it for today's podcast. I'm going to finish up. I'm going to say goodbye, and then I'll go record the beginning. I tell you this every time, that that's what I'm going to do. You don't even need to know that. I could pretend like that's not what I'm doing at all. I have completely different plans. But I don't. That's what I'm doing. Hummingbirds. We've got hummingbirds. Isn't that nice? Yes. Hummingbirds, cicadas. No fighting goldfinches. I'm sorry about that, because they're really kind of funny, except for the blood and broken bodies part of it. No, there's no blood or broken bodies. Just goldfish, goldfinches. That would be even funnier and more fun to have goldfish going at it in the air. I hope you have a great week. I'll be back sometime around this time next week with stories of going to IKEA, because we are going to IKEA on Monday, and then we will have grown-up furniture and begin our grown-up lives at age 47. Excellent. See you next week. Bye.